Floods. A 10-year-old boy was on Tuesday rescued by the National Police Service using a helicopter after he was marooned by floodwaters in Induani Village, Yatta Sub-County. The minor Matuku Kioko was evacuated by the police chopper after several unsuccessful rescue attempts led by the Kenya Red Cross due to the ravaging floodwaters caused by heavy rains. Police reports indicate that Matuku had been left behind by the father Martin Kioko after water levels near their home started rising. Machakos County Police Commander Patrick Lebolia said the chopper was called in after efforts to rescue the stranded minor using boats proved futile. Rescue teams were initially trying to evacuate the boy who got marooned using boats. He had been stranded in the flooded area for a while and we had to use a chopper to rescue him, said Lebolia. The minor was taken to the hospital after evacuation and later reunited with his family. The police boss described the flooding situation in Machakos as alarming and asked residents, especially those living in flood-prone areas, to relocate to safer grounds. He also cautioned residents against crossing flooded rivers and bridges or wading through any flooded waters that may put their lives at risk. River Athi has burst its banks due to the current heavy rains leading to flooding in most parts in the county. Residents should exercise caution and vigilance to prevent any dangers related to flooding, said the police commander. Lebolia attributed the flooding in Athariva sub-county that has left a trail of destruction to the low-lying topography. That's why we are asking locals living in those lowland areas to move to higher grounds, added the police boss. He also called on motorists to also exercise caution on the roads to avoid accidents during this rainy season. Meanwhile, 34 persons who were evacuated from their homes in Kanani, Athariva sub-county due to flooding are currently seeking shelter at the Kanani dispensary. According to the Deputy County Commissioner Patrick Mwangi, the affected persons will remain in the shelter until the government declares their homes safe. It is impossible for them to go back to their homes since the ongoing rains are still heavy, said Mwangi. The DCC blamed the flooding on poor drainage in the area.